be careful next Monday when there's an... Oh,
hey, Siri, turn off Sacco's office lights. Nighttime.
Nighttime. Nothing changed.
Nighttime. Look at it. Look at it. It's nighttime.
Welcome to the Guardian News Podcast, where we talk about our favorite games, video game news, just about anything else. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm here with my best friends, Marissa and Taco. I'd like to remind everybody that there are no stupid questions, so I'm going to start us off with a question right now, Marissa.
Marissa? Hello?
How are you doing today?
Did you miss a section, or did I zone out?
I think you zoned out.
No, we didn't zone out. You were distracted picking up Howie.
I definitely talked about things that we talk about, like video games.
Video game news and just about anything else. Cool. Well,
I also mentioned who I'm here with. You're one of them.
You hit all the talking points.
Wow, crazy! I'm proud of you.
I'm in a great mood.
I think it looks like you're in a great mood.
The sun is shining. The weather is getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wear a jacket today. Also, I'm actually feeling a lot. Last week I was sick, so I'm actually feeling good.
Just significantly better than you were last podcast.
I'm not sick, but also the sun is shining. The birds are chirping.
Are the birds chirping?
The bees are trying to have sex with them.
What? What is happening in Ontario?
Weird.
Anyways, you know, the spring.
That's weird shit going on down there.
Does spring have an equinox?
No.
The spring. Anyways, it's Marissa. there's a flower blooming outside somewhere. Therefore, I must ask you what today's topic is.
I did lie to you. There is
somewhere. Somewhere there is a flower.
Somewhere a flower is blooming, and therefore, for that specific reason, I must ask what today's topic is.
Did you hear me, or are you just going to ignore me?
You said there is a spring equinox.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, Matt wants to talk about what games are best to play in spring or the best spring games. I don't know. Matt came up with this
spring.
Topic. I take no credit.
When you
for
think
that.
Of Listen, the word
it's
spring,
a rough one.
What games come to mind?
Sonic
Literally
the Hedgehog. What do you
How,
mean?
What do you mean?
Zero games come to
I have,
mind.
I have a list.
Zero?
I have a list that I thought of
zero
right
games.
Now. I have it right now.
Not even one game with a spring festival in it?
No.
Not even one game where you can
no,
dance with flowers?
My favorite season in Stardew Valley
I know.
Is winter and summer. I don't think of a specific game in terms of spring. Like, I don't.
That's fair, though.
I didn't
it's
resonate
not one of your
with
favorite.
This topic. Yeah. It's also not one of my favorite seasons. Just to... clear up where I live, spring, the loose term for about the 2 weeks that the snow melts and then everything is just muddy until it's summer.
Okay. No problem. What games make you think of mud? I got lots of games that Monster Jam.
Literally none.
Monster
literally
Jam.
None.
Monster Jam.
Driving monster trucks through the mud. That's a immersive spring game right there.
Well,
I dirt, but I don't play
dirt
that.
Rally. That's a muddy game. That's a spring game.
Marissa, hold on. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Green
Sonic the Hedgehog
places.
Is not a it spring
has,
game.
It, no, but it has springs in it. They have like the red base and then like you bounce
yeah,
off them.
That's great. That's not what you meant by the question.
Springs.
The Green Hills. What's the name of that map?
Green Hills.
The Green.
Isn't it?
Green, is it the Green Hills?
It's Green,
green
Hills.
Zone.
Green Zone. Green depending Zone. Depending on which game
the
you're
Green
playing.
Zone screams spring.
The Green Zone springs. When I was 5 years old and I was playing as a child in the middle of winter. So, no. Right. Try again.
Is there a game ever that you started to play in the spring?
I don't remember any.
I think it is kind of like.
They don't. I don't have things connected to spring other than the melting snow. The winter here is generally. We actually had a very short winter this year. But generally, it's like. A good 6 months.
Yeah,
fall and spring are real short. Like what I term fall is August to the end of October.
Do you get a stick season? Or is it a stream? Yeah, the stick season.
What's the stick season?
It's the season of the sticks. It's like the period, like, you might go straight winter.
The
you have summer
fuck
winter.
What are you talking about?
There's a pretty famous song
about stick season by Noah Kahan. It's basically like summer happens and then all the leaves die.
That found Noah Kahan and it's just his whole personality now.
Pretty famous thing.
Pretty famous song by this person I discovered 2 months ago. How do you not know it?
So
when
so
Matt goes through phases, everyone else not keeping up with him, like, he is the reason people termed hipster, because he was like, wait, you haven't heard of this?
What do you mean you
oh my
don't
god
know?
Crazy.
Like a pretty famous song. Like,
you've heard
I'm
of Noah
so surprised.
Kahan?
Anyways.
Oh my god, you're not cultured.
So, he's from Vermont.
Is Vermont a very springy state?
They go from...
No, they don't. They have a very beautiful fall.
They No, so there's a... I don't
Isn't
know if
Vermont,
he's from northern
like wine
Vermont.
Fucking country.
Like, I don't think it's wine country. That's not the point. The point is he talks about a period of time after summer ends and like fall is kind of ending and all the leaves die and all the trees are just sticks, but the snow doesn't fall yet. So it's not winter yet. But it's like stick season. It's like that weird.
Yeah, that's
like everything's
that's,
wet.
That's
everything's
fall.
Like.
That's
fall's beautiful.
The,
fall
no,
has
fall
orange
is
leaves.
Not beautiful. Fall is that, and spring is you, the you, opposite that. And then there's a week where the trees are doing something in both seasons.
So you have you go summer, stick season, winter,
stick season,
mud season,
yeah,
mud
it's
season.
Like not, it's not
mud season. And when's rabbit season? It's a bug.
What about duck season?
Is it? Wow.
Thank you, Zacho. I really needed that. So here's the thing. Something I specific there's
you wanted
I'm
to
bad
talk
at
about
making
it.
Video
yeah,
game talk. It's,
yeah, you wanted to talk about a game. Specific game and you made a whole topic around it and you said you guys are doing this now. Thank you.
Everybody allowed me to do that because you guys are my best friends and you lift people up when they ask for stuff.
Lift
and I ask for something and you're lifting me up. You don't have to do that.
Can't
so. I change my mind.
A topic.
I change my mind.
Go on, Matt.
So the first, well, I want to keep trying to convince Marissa that this is a good topic, but maybe I should just.
I think we just go for it and then.
I'm just going to go for it. When I get back to Stardew Valley, I'll convince her.
No, you won't, but you can
anyways.
Try.
So in Animal Crossing,
Animal Crossing
released in February.
Was this the game you wanted to
Animal
talk about?
Animal Crossing. Yeah. There's a specific event in Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing has seasonal festivals.
Oh my God, like Stardew Valley.
They're like Stardew Valley, except Animal Crossing works based off of your actual like Nintendo Switch time. So you can only, it's only spring in Animal Crossing when it's actually spring.
Yeah.
It's only winter when it's actually winter. So it's like it's based off of the days. And the game released in February. But it was like the end of February. So they started in spring.
That's not spring.
It's not spring, but they also didn't want the game to start with snow because like if you just you end up like the whole thing is like you go to this
yeah,
island.
But this is my whole issue is everyone in the world is like, oh, like March is spring. And I'm like, March is winter.
So, but for specifically for the purposes of Animal Crossing,
yes, I understand.
Like, you get to go to your island and then you have to do stuff. And it's like, if you started in the winter season, it would just like, it wouldn't be great. But the first, so like you go to your island and you like plant your trees and you're having fun. You plant your flowers, super nice. It's great. In the springtime, there's like pollen flying through the air, which is like super cute. Like everything about it, like Animal Crossing just screams spring to me, even though it's all four seasons, because when it first released, it was spring. And then the first festival or like the first holiday that they have is Bunny Day. And it on Bunny Day, like leading up to it, you like find all of these like egg themed things. Like it's very cute. It's very there's like little baby animals. It's like just a nice, fun time of growth. And then. On Easter, so you have to play on Easter because they have to do it on specific days. This year, Easter was in March. Spoiler alert. March could be a spring. March could be a springtime. This guy shows up. His name is Zipper. And if you don't know who Zipper is, he's the bringer of nightmares because he's fucking terrifying. His face is so ugly. Like, he haunts your dreams. Everybody look up Zipper from Animal Crossing. Zipper. His eyes, like, he's seen some things. And it was super cute. Zipper. And then he haunted me. I sent a picture to the chat. But on the day, so Zipper shows up and Zipper's like, if you find my eggs, I'll give you a reward. And it's, you're like, what? Reward. Who did you murder? Who did you murder? What's happening? And I think
what's wrong with that guy?
I don't know.
It's fine.
He just, look at his eyes. He looks like he's
an Animal Crossing, man. All their eyes look like that.
He's gonna murder you.
No.
He looks like he's creeps around too. Like, he's always in the background and you're just like walking around doing stuff and then you just peek
almost
over
like he's
and
a
like,
bunny
he's
and he's hiding from the evil humans. All
right. Well,
that have taken over his land and built houses and it is what used to be his forest.
No, don't say that. It was a deserted island. He came from his
island. It
wasn't
deserted to him. Boingity boing, hey there, Skipper. It's me, Zipper.
That's what he says.
Is that what he says in your nightmares too?
Yep. No, but it's like, joking aside, it's like super, it's fun. Like, there's like an egg hunt and you're like, you gotta find the eggs and then you get like rewards and stuff. And I thought it was super, every single springtime, like, I don't even play Animal Crossing anymore, but every single time when I'm walking down the street and I see a little flower blooming, I'm like, hey, Zipper's gonna murder me later.
Wow.
Comes back around. I'm like, I think Animal Crossing is always just because it was like the first big holiday that happened in it. Summertime is like good too, and like, they did do like a lot of Christmas stuff. There was like snowmen that you can build and like the snow, like the winter aspect of it was really cool, but it's just that first initial, like, catching the bugs and fishing for the first time, it's just like such a spring game to me.
Fair enough. I mean, so yeah, it definitely, like, I haven't played Animal Crossing, but if I were to associate,
it seems
a
like
season,
a spring esque
yeah,
game.
Like,
I will
vibe.
Give you that. Yeah,
it's got a spring vibe to it.
It's weird though, because they do like, it changes with the seasons. So like, there's like fall, like there's Halloween.
It do be like that though sometimes.
It do be like that. In I like, my favorite time to play is Halloween. Like, I usually play, I don't play my island except in October, because I want to get like the new Halloween updates and stuff. I want to get the jack-o'-lanterns. But it was just that initial, like, the very first time I ever played, it was the spring events. And it's something to bring people back. It's also like, there was a lot more bugs to catch and like fish to catch than like in the winter. They're like, there was like a frozen bug thing, but there's like so much less. And it's like, I don't really, like, I could build snowmans and stuff, but the spring animals are slightly more fun, in my opinion.
Well, that's your opinion.
It is my opinion.
Wow.
Some people would say Animal Crossing is an all-year game, not me.
Some people would.
The spring game.
Put that shit in the closet where it belongs.
Until Easter comes around and Halloween, and then I pull that shit out and I play it for a day.
Yeah. Zach, would you have a game that immediately reminds you of?
I did. I'll save the Stardew Valley one for later. I was going to say, so Minecraft, but specifically the Cherry Blossom biome, which was like a relatively newer biome, but it's wonderful. It's got little pink trees, and like you walk next to the trees and like little petals are falling from the trees, and then on the ground are just a collection of little petals, and it's just pretty and everything's nice and pink. When I made my most recent world, it was just like in a random field, but I wanted the cherry blossoms, so I went out and found. Went out and found cherry blossom trees, cut them down, got their saplings, and then brought them back to my like land.
You couldn't just make your land base where the
no, because I'd already built it. I already built it, and I was like, but I want those cherry blossom trees, and like, I had built like a castle, so it was like there was a wall around everything, and I didn't want to redo that because it took me fucking forever to do it. So I went out, got the cherry blossoms, and then I made a separate area and I walled it out separately, and there was like a gate that you had to go to get into it, and you walk through it was just cherry blossom trees everywhere.
You made a cherry blossom zoo.
No, like a not a zoo, like a garden. I had a little cherry blossom garden in the backyard of my castle.
I think another thing with Minecraft, and I know this is a silly take, but it's how my brain processes it. But the music is very soft and
soft, but like kind of upbeat, a little bit like you're starting to get into like you're starting to get moving again, and
yeah.
I agree.
It's like I know. Like just for me specifically, I know it's like kind of cliche, but like spring is all about like new beginnings.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've never played Minecraft farther than a certain point.
Yeah, you so just every keep time restarting. I
play Minecraft, it's a new beginning.
It's like new the beginning. Music.
Every
time is like the first time.
Yeah. I Minecraft on like the PS3, and I don't think I've ever beaten again since then. Like I beat the game once, ever since then I would just start a world, play it for like 3 days, and then start a new world to do it again.
That is,
I'm actually just hurt and offended.
What do you mean? Did we beat the game?
Yep.
Wow! Look at us beating the game together. So good at us.
Wow!
Together on the PlayStation 3, which was the same type cycle.
No, it definitely was the PS3.
I played that. It was not the PS3 because I did never have a PS3.
That's awkward for.
That is so awkward.
Wow, that sucks for me.
Did we get?
Like, I thought we had a really nice.
We had some sick worlds.
Relationship building moments when we beat worlds. That Ender Dragon.
Me and Marissa.
And because I said I really want to, like, there's no way to beat the game, and then you explained to me about the Ender Dragon, and then we went out of our way to beat the game, and I thought that was like a pinnacle moment in our friendship, but I guess it was just nothing to
No, it wasn't. That was amazing.
You didn't even remember.
I was talking
specifically
about my solo Minecraft days.
I
never went. And rewind, I never went.
5 seconds
the game
ago,
myself.
When you said, "Did we beat
myself,
it together?"
By myself, I never beat the game. I beat
That's
the game.
That's not
with
even
Marissa,
what you said the first
but
time.
But you're right. You're right, and I'm wrong. You were right. We beat the game together. We had some really cool worlds. We had a world where we were building bridges, a bridge around the whole world. And there
That's
were like little
great.
Checkpoints.
Clearly, that,
then we had
you
a world
part of that.
Then we had a world
together. So.
Then we had a world where we built. There was a thing in a mountain. We built it, hollowed it on a mountain, and that world had sad memories though, because we hollowed out the mountain, and then Marissa's dog tried to kill me, and then she made it sit, but then it killed my bird, I think, or something. And then a wolf got into the sheep
pen.
He doesn't
even remember.
A wolf got
you
into
don't
the
even
sheep
remember
pen.
Remember the trauma.
There's so much trauma. I had to block world. It out. Dude. And then no. But then I know Marissa's trauma very clearly, because a wolf got into the sheep pen and killed all of her sheep, and she had like bred all the sheep to have all the colors. Because this was back before they changed Minecraft, for when you breed sheep, they just pick one of the colors. It used to like mix the colors. So if you did like a blue and a red, you would get a purple sheep. She had all the fucking colors of sheep you could possibly have, and then somehow a wolf got in the pen and ate
not somehow
all of her
suspicious.
Fucking sheep.
How Sacco? How?
No,
how,
it wasn't Sacco? A dog. It was a wild wolf. It just spawned in there.
It's just very the way you said that's so menacing.
I didn't
You're
do
like,
it.
Somehow.
I didn't do it. But there was a little bit where I was Somebody like, I don't even know if I can go into the house anymore, because your dog's just going to try to kill me as soon as I walk in the house. So
because you killed all the sheep.
No. The dog attacked me first. No. Oh, I remember. Marissa hit me like jokingly, and then but her dog was with her, and the dog was like, "Oh, we're hitting him. I'll fucking hit him."
Enemy. Enemy. Understood.
Yeah, I got you. I got you, fam. And then he tried to kill me.
Well, Marissa, it sounds like he has great memories of when you.
No,
come on.
You know what happened? Dragon, we were like, mining together. You hit me, and I jokingly hit you back.
Yeah.
And then my dog sought you out.
To a fight. That is a fist fight.
yeah, there was
your
an exchange.
Dog didn't give a crap that I.
No.
Like, my dog didn't. Your dog didn't give a crap that you hit me. But when I hit you, my dog came for your throat.
Yeah, your dog was like, "I'm going to fuck your
and
shit
then,
up."
And then our dogs fought.
We got one,
but
got one.
The saddest part about that is that there was puppies.
There were puppies?
And
not
they
the
started
children.
Fighting. I'm pretty
sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And they got your bird. But
yeah, my bird. No,
they didn't get your bird.
I had a parrot.
No, your bird just bird disappeared the one day. Oh. Like we loaded in and it was gone.
That's unfortunate for me.
Also, the wolf didn't get into the sheep. The sheep started despawning.
Did they? I thought a wolf was eating
because
them.
The pen was too big.
Oh, look at that.
The wolf got in with the cows because the cows were too close to the one soil block so that they could just jump over the fence and fall in. And we came out the one morning and he was eating all the cows and I started crying.
Yeah, that was an emotional world. And then we tried to make a world with Matt. But like before we had the stream.
We had the
stream world, but then we had the world where we were gonna like make an underwater thing.
Build an underwater
city. And we just fucking gave up on that.
It was a really hard to build.
It was gonna take a long time, yeah.
Like we wanted it like almost made out of glass though, so it's not like we could have just like built a wall.
Well, yeah, we were gonna like make like, a we were glass making, like, dome. Like tunnels. Yeah, we were gonna make a glass dome like, and then we were gonna fill it all with sand or dirt. So that all the water went away, and then we'd have to mine away all the sand. And then we
to mine it away. Yeah, it was.
It was gonna be a while, but it was gonna be sick though. We were gonna have this like underwater dome, and like we would have like glass floors and shit. It would have been sick.
And then we were gonna build a wall in the stream. One we were building a wall around the world.
Yeah, was it a wall or were we just building the bridge?
I don't know if it was.
I think
a wall
we're just doing
bridge,
a, like the walkway. Like it was like gonna be like a path around it.
We're making a little walkway.
We should do that again. We should get back into Minecraft.
To get back in there. Do you still have that? You know what that sounds like, Sacco? You know what it sounds like you just said? It sounds like we should start a new beginning.
I think we should. I think we should start a new Minecraft world.
What time of year is it? April? Wow. Suspicious.
Oh my god, new beginnings.
Suspicious. The music specifically. Summer for me is like fast, upbeat.
Yeah.
Let's get this party started.
Yeah, Z103 summer
fall
hits.
Fall is spooky, scary. The Z103 summer hits. Fall is spooky, scary skeletons, and winter is whatever
super,
you want it to
super
be.
Super chill, super lovely.
Chill,
like chimes,
ominous maybe.
Like some sort of chime in there.
Super wintery.
Yeah.
But spring, it's all about
spring
that
spring is
soft,
a nice soft melody.
Minecraft buildup.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Bring in the strings slowly.
Yes, yes.
That's why Minecraft specifically for me. Also, I usually when it loads in, it's always like in the middle of a forest.
Yeah, you usually spawn.
I know
in
that's
forest.
Not true, but it's like usually.
Yeah, like I think the chances are like there are more life. Wooded biomes.
What do
than
you
non-
mean that's. That's spring.
That's spring. There's a bunch of trees and lovely green leaves.
What do you
it's
mean?
Bright, plants? Vibrant colors.
What
that's
you
spring.
You know trees exist year round, right?
No, but not no. like this. They're bright, green, they're lovely.
That's summer.
No,
that's, if anything, that's summer.
No, because it's but they're nice. Like when I think of summer, when I think of summer, I'm thinking of like yellows, oranges, reds. Like not like
that's
but
fall.
Not like but not brown. Like green, fall. Like bright yellow,
happening?
Bright orange, bright red.
What?
When I think of
what is
fall,
happening?
I'm thinking like a brown, like a darker, like an amber orange.
He's lost the plot.
I was with you.
No,
I was
you understand
you
what I'm saying.
Though,
like a darker.
Your fucking mind.
Fall has a bit of a darker palette. Summer's bright,
yeah, for sure.
Summer's a bright
red,
bright colors.
Red and orange is fall,
and then spring is
summer's
like spring
like
is like
deep green,
sky blue, teal. That's a spring color.
This just in. there is no sky the rest of the year.
Baby,
look up.
Baby
what is that?
Blue.
A cloud. I think the word you're looking for is pastels.
Thank you. Spring is pastels.
Yep.
Summer are those bright pencil crayons at the end of the box that always were half the size of every other pencil crayon because they were the best ones to use. Those bright colors.
Very Sacco only draws.
Am I wrong? Anybody?
My crayon that was always empty was black.
Why, Matt?
Because that's what I would use.
Matt, use brighter colors.
You gotta outline
Have
stuff.
Have fun with your colors.
You gotta outline stuff. I'm always outlining.
Black always.
Yeah,
goes
but
first.
Like
Come
I'd
on.
Outline and then filling in that. You use way more pencil crayon filling in the shape than outlining.
Depends what you're filling.
Think
in.
Of a circle. You draw a circle in black, and then you fill it in with yellow. That's a lot more yellow than black.
pictures of Batman.
Well, if you're only drawing pictures of Batman, then yeah, you'll use a lot of black, it's, Matt.
It's black and dark gray. Sometimes
how is I'm black feeling whimsical, not your first light pencil gray. Crayon to go?
You know what the last one is to go every time? White.
Yeah,
nobody uses the white pencil crayon. Sorry, no child uses the white pencil crayon. Artists use the white pencil crayon for shading later on.
Shading, yeah.
That's it. What, the white pencil crayon? That's an advanced pencil crayon. That's not a beginner pencil crayon.
But if you were drawing on colored paper.
Yeah, but colored paper was expensive, like and green... my parents never bought me colored paper.
In class? In school?
Construction paper?
You had fancy construction paper? I didn't have that. We had... Here's printer paper. You want some printer paper you want to color
printer
on?
Printer paper, what you were not allowed to color on. What rich household did you
printer
come
from? No, at school, they bought that shit in bulk. They had a fucking room full of printer paper.
I swear they would give us, like, construction paper.
Yeah, construction paper.
Everybody would
paper.
Fight over the...
And it was everybody the would fight gross over, like, colors, the cheap construction paper that you could, like, still see... the like fibers of the paper.
Yeah, you could feel it.
It felt, and it was really one thick color. Paper towel.
And it was like gross. And,
the
and
green
it
had some brown in it.
Yeah,
it
was mixed
in it.
Up.
And
it's like, this isn't not green. Good. That was the shit I'm talking about, Sacco. Like, yeah. We're not that's talking about the printer paper. You weren't allowed to use printer paper for shit. I got in trouble if I used the printer paper.
Not at home. No, at home we didn't use printer paper. Also, we did buy printer paper in bulk. My parents bought the fucking cases of printer paper.
Yeah, we bought construction paper in bulk too. You
where do you
Costco,
buy construction
man.
Paper in bulk? Costco.
I just said it.
Staples.
Staples had construction paper in bulk.
Any yeah.
Well, someone showed me back in time and tell my parents, and maybe Walmart? I would have colored on construction paper more often. Did you guys have fun scissors though? Those like patterned scissors.
Where it was like all swirly,
only the wavy ones.
I remember my teachers. And I'd always be like, "Hey, I need to cut something out," and they would hand me that and be like, "Do I look like a joke to you?
What the fuck is this?
This is a serious matter. Look, I'm making a presentation board. I don't want curly whirly scissors. Thank you very much.
Curly whirly. Oh, fuck.
Just little 5-year-old me staring at my teacher in the face, like, do I look like a fucking joke
I look
to you?
Like a joke. Anyways, what was it? What were we talking about? Minecraft. Minecraft super springy.
Wait, Marissa, what's the topic?
What's the topic again? Marissa, what are your spring colors? Yeah, what do you like when you think of spring? What colors?
My spring colors?
Yeah.
That's so. All right. I mean, pastels. It's purple, pink, yellow, and green, but pastel.
The pastel version. Nice. It's good. Yeah. It's good colors.
Specifically good purple and yellow because that's Easter.
Nice. Interesting that you associate purple. Is that a known?
It's
I'm not trying to fight you on
this. Known combination.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're going to throw some baby blue in there.
No, you don't because they're contrasting colors.
Yeah, Matt.
That's why they're picked.
All right. Sorry.
You can just go fuck games? Yourself.
Yeah, Matt, go fuck yourself with your fucking blue. Get your blue out of here. It's not wanted.
I don't have any games, to be honest, because whatever is a spring game is what I'm playing during spring. It's not because it feels like spring. This is twice in a row that my answer has been whatever I'm playing during that, like whatever I'm playing during this time of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm not even trying
that's
to
an appropriate.
You.
I mean, that's a good. I think,
it is what it
to
is.
Be honest, though, I think this might be a fair statement. Out of the three of us, I feel like you do play the most video games.
I do play the most video games.
So I think
by
that
myself.
You're less. I think you're less inclined to be like, this is, I associate this game with this, and more of just give me more games.
Give me exactly. more games.
Can I play more games, please?
Anyways, Matt, you want to talk about Stardew Valley?
For me, yeah. So for me, Stardew Valley is also like all of the seasons obviously are important and you come around, but spring is such a big when you get back to the spring because it's the beginning of the year.
It is. It's right after winter.
And you can start
Planting shit again.
But in the Stardew Valley year, like the first day is like the first day of spring.
Yeah.
Right, like you get to the farm, it's spring day one.
Yeah,
and you go through spring, summer, fall, winter, and then you go back, and then it's like year two, and then more shit unlocks. So it's like every single time a spring comes around, like yes, the winter is extremely beautiful, one of the best times to play, one of the best times to enjoy, and like because you're so focused on farming, when winter comes around, you can really like, oh fuck, I should be romancing people, I should be doing things, and you can do a lot more in the wintertime that you kind of lose. Winter is a great time in Stardew Valley to refine yourself and figure out what you want out of the game. Maybe you go to the mines more often. Maybe you get your fishing level
yourself
up. You gotta, it's winter's a great rebranding time.
Yeah.
Maybe I should grow a mustache.
Maybe I should change my clothes. Maybe I should use that sewing machine that I believe got me.
That's a great, that is like, winter is so good at like that. But then the next year starts and it's spring again, and it's like,
where the
you unlock
are my seeds? Let's new produce go.
And you go and you buy seeds, and they're like, hey, we have new inventory this year. There's different options. And you're like, what?
That's the game continues. Crazy.
Let's fucking go. So, like, yes, Stardew Valley has, every season is amazing in Stardew Valley. We've said this before. Stardew Valley is great at making the seasons feel like the seasons.
Yes.
Like, when you're in it, you're like, this, even summer, how do you make spring and summer feel different? Because Sacco apparently is green for both.
Yeah, but the different
summer
shades.
Definitely
doesn't
different
have shades of green, though.
But they do it. They convince you. Yeah. And spring comes around, and they're like, new year, new things to do, figure it out. And you're just like, wow, this is great. I love this. Also, important to note, there's the flower dance.
The flower dance, yeah.
And in the first year, I don't know if it's just me, but is it physically possible to have enough hearts?
Yes.
To dance with somebody? Okay.
Like, you have enough time.
I've never had
this physically possible.
Physically.
I've never
is
had
it
enough
my
time
fault,
to get
or
hearts.
Is it the game's fault that I'm always alone on the flower dance?
It's my fault that it's the game's fault that I spend an entire month growing flowers, and then I'm covered in dirt, and I walk up to somebody in town and say, hey, dance with me. And then they say no. That's them. That's their fault.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm at my best.
This is me. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But the second year, because you spent all winter romancing people,
you ready
the
to
options
go
to dance are
at flower
endless.
Dance.
I want to dance with everybody. Yeah. I think that's like, I was watching a video and somebody was complaining about Stardew Valley. And I think it's actually kind of important to note. Like, if you've never played Stardew Valley before and you're going to play Stardew Valley, like, unless you have two hearts with people, you probably shouldn't ask them to dance. But basically, this girl felt really rejected because she asked every single person to dance. They all rejected her. And she said, it's fine, I'll dance by myself. And then the game doesn't let you in. You have to stand on the sidelines. And she just had to sit there and watch everybody reject her. It's like, maybe if you are playing this game and you think that would hurt your feeling, maybe don't ask people.
Yeah.
Or try really... Apparently, I don't think it's possible. But apparently, it's possible
if you're good at the game, man.
Yeah.
If you plan
accordingly. If you want to dance with people in the first festival, you should try and romance them.
Immediately. Day one, give them everything you own.
Everything you got.
That wouldn't do
that,
it.
That
okay.
Cookie that your mom gave you, give it to them.
Give it away.
Yeah.
I think it's not just the dance, though.
It's
like
it's
the crops, the seeds.
The seeds, the wild things.
How happy are you, Marissa? Spring day one, straight to Pierre's.
I'm not happy.
Tell me
I'm
that
stressed.
Doesn't...
Yeah. I guess. Because Marissa is...
That's like a good stress.
Yeah, Marissa's very...
It's a good stress.
Yeah.
Winter, day one, relaxed. I don't got nothing to do.
This is true. This is
the
Marissa,
only time you've ever relaxed.
Winter is Marissa's time to shine. She's not slaving away on the farm while we go fucking gallivanting across the town.
That's exactly what happens. You guys are like, wow, it's spring. It's beautiful. There's blossoms everywhere. I love the spring and the green.
That's me and Matt skipping through a field, and then Marissa in the background like,
skipping through a field of flowers.
You're skipping through the field of flowers that I just planted and ruining all of them. That's what you're doing.
Get the fuck out of the flowers. You're ruining the crops.
Get off my lawn!
Yeah.
It's also just
you're compacting
like,
the soil. Get away.
Yeah.
The fact that it's always like the start of the new year. Like that to me is like, yes.
Okay.
I don't know why. I associate that whole game.
Nice.
Like that whole game.
I like that. Matt, would you, in real life, would you want January 1st to be springtime?
January 1st? No.
Like, would you shift all of the seasons over so that January 1st is the start of spring, it's springtime, and then winter goes from like July to December?
I would add, this is going to piss people off, I would add an extra month and make every month end in 28 days.
I've also seen that TikTok, Matt.
I haven't seen that TikTok. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Everything divides way more evenly into 13 months.
I know that. I know because it's stupid.
You guys, this topic is just so far off.
No, we're
topic.
Good. We're good. We're just another we're game. Fun. Ready for another game? Springtime game? Fun springtime game? Japanese Rural Life Simulator? Fun springtime game?
Damn. Tell me about it. It feels like. When does it start? What's the beginning of the year?
I don't actually know. I don't think there are seasons in it. Like, you're just in perpetual lovely Japan time. But like, there's like mountains and shit.
Japan
has seasons. In real life it does, but not in the game.
Not in Japanese
Rural Life Simulator.
Are you in the south of Japan?
That's an excellent question. I'm near a mountain.
Is it Mount Fuji?
That's an excellent question.
This is going so 100%. Well.
I don't.
Is it a single peaked mountain?
No, it's more like a
mountain range.
You know, like it's like an area. Like you go up to the mountain, and there's like an area that you can like harvest and build.
Do you
from.
See the top of the mountain, or do you just see like the
like a field?
The
there's like a field, Matt. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I know exactly in Japan where Thank that you. Is. It's their one field.
100%. That's the one. Mount Field. And and it just it feels. I think the game actually takes.
I love
place
it when
Sakuk- in autumn, in the fall time. But it just feels like spring. Fuck? It just feels like it. I don't know why, but the vibes are springtime.
Because you're planting crops.
You're planting crops. There's no care in the world. You're just living your little Japanese life, fixing
I'm
the
convinced
roads.
Convinced neither of you have lived through a spring, and you don't know what spring is.
That's not
you
true.
You just think anything outside is spring.
That's not true. That's not true. And it's. I'll bring it back to what Matt said earlier. It's a new beginning. You moved there.
New beginning.
You moved to the
so spring. The farm, that's so spring right? of them.
You just it's you're getting away from your busy life as like a software engineer, whatever the fuck it was, and you get to this house. And you're like, I'm gonna fucking live here now. And then, like all the townspeople are like, we don't think you can live here. You have to do these things first before we can really like accept you as like a rural person.
Roll my sleeves
yeah
up.
I was like, oh, no fucking you. Problem, I'm gonna fix the roof, I'm gonna fix the path, I'll fix the fucking mailbox so you guys deliver mail in the morning. I got this. I'll fucking show you that I belong here. And you do, and it's a wonderful time, and then all your neighbors love you because you fix all their shit for them. Japanese Rural Life Simulator. That's springtime. That's springtime. You walk around.
Everything you just described, so spring.
That's so spring, man. You walk around, fix shit. That's springtime. That's springtime spring. Is when you fix all your shit so that you can enjoy it in
spring
the summer.
Spring cleaning.
You would clean your shit in the springtime so that when the summer comes around, you would get to enjoy it.
You just straight to the jet ski.
100%. 100%. You clean that truck, and then you take it out mudding in the summer. That's it. That's all it is, man. That's it. That's springtime. You get a cat or a dog. You get some sort of pet.
Cats only exist in spring.
You get some sort of pet. I don't remember if it was a cat or a dog. I haven't played the game in a while, but you get some sort of pet. I think it's a dog. I think you get a dog.
I'm not convinced Sacco's played this game.
I have it. It's installed right now. I can open it right now.
Sacco also doesn't know the difference between a cat or a
I do know the difference. I just don't remember which one it was. Yeah, Japanese Rural. It feels very springy, even though I'm pretty sure it takes place in the fall. Matt, more spring games? I got a buttload over here. I got more.
You got more? I was pretty much just I wanted to talk about Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing.
Okay, no problem. Viva Pinata. That's a spring game if I've ever seen one.
Why?
It's fucking bright ass, wonderful blue or a pink, fucking yellow, beautiful colors. You just run around as a little pinata. It's a fun time. Spring is a fun time. Fun, relaxing. Just I'm a fucking pinata, living my little pinata life with my other pinata friends. Viva Piñata, it's a spring game.
Yep. That's obviously.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Only people only have piñatas.
That's not true. That's not what I said. I never said we only had pinatas in the summer, in the springtime. I'm just saying that the game feels springy to me. It's a springy game.
Sure. I definitely believe you.
You should believe me, because it's fucking true.
Let's name another. You said your list was huge.
I got more.
Keep going.
I got more. No
you
problem.
Said you had a buttload. One whole buttload.
Life is Strange? No.
No. Wrong. Incorrect. What? No. Wrong.
Wait, Marissa. Hold on. Wait. Let's hear him out.
Let me explain.
Let's hear him out.
Like, it's the vibe of the game for me. It's a springtime vibe.
It's not. It's the new beginnings, right?
Let me explain. It's the beginning of a wonderful journey that you're going to take through this game. You cannot tell me that music isn't springtime music.
It's not. It's chill, fall.
Stringy guitars. That's a springtime soundtrack if I ever heard one.
It's fall. I'm having an existential crisis and I'm crying on my bedroom floor. It's fall
time.
We
had very different experiences through that game. I was just running around the world.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, the end of the game is very...
Which Life is Strange, Sacco, ended on a just positive
none
note
of them.
For
I never said they didn't. I never said they did. But April showers, spring May flowers. You get rain at the end of spring. You get rain at the end of spring that brings the flowers for the summertime. What happened at the end of Life is Strange? There was a massive storm. That's the end of spring. That's a spring journey. That's a spring journey if I've ever seen one.
I was against you the whole time until you started talking about rain, and it does rain notoriously a lot.
There you go.
Large storms are more common at the end of summer.
No problem.
Early fall.
That's okay. That's
with
okay.
With hurricanes, that's which okay. is more in line of what kind of storm is happening.
No. It's okay. That's fine.
Game. You know what? But Sacco, it's not a... Marissa is right.
Oh my God, Matt.
There was a lot of hurricanes in August.
Back and forth over here.
I'm not flip-flopping back. Well, what's your counter argument? There are a lot of hurricanes in August. August is hurricane season.
But I don't
understand what part of the game that takes place during the school year where somebody is searching
people
for their
go to
friend
school.
People go to school in the spring.
Who has gone missing. People I'm pretty sure spring. It's fall in the game.
That's fine. Japanese role lesson that it was also fall, but it felt very springy. I had a spring vibe to it.
Right? Yeah, I'm not,
this has nothing to do
too.
With the
what
the
is
setting
the vibe?
Of the game.
What is the fucking spring vibe you are alluding
it.
To?
I explained it. It's the you start on a wonderful journey. It's springtime. You go and you clean up.
A wonderful journey. This journey starts with the death of your friend.
Hold up.
Sounds like a new beginning.
That's a new beginning. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful new beginning. To a wonderful story. That's a journey. That's a long and very emotional journey. I'll give you that. It's a very emotional journey, that game. But
you said wonderful journey. Your friend.
Wonderful as in I had a lovely time playing the game. It was a wonderful time for me when I was playing the game. That's why it's all vibes, Marissa. I'm not talking about the game. It's a nothing
just
really.
Straight
it's
vibes.
Just, I'm thinking of the word spring.
Straight vibes.
Life is Strange. Minecraft. Stardew Valley. These are just the games that pop in my mind. Valley? This is it. This is what this topic's about.
You're
Life
wrong. Is strange. Like, you're objectively wrong.
That's fine. Straight I'm vibes. Allowed to be wrong, Marissa. It's my opinion. These are just the words I'm connecting with
it's,
springtime.
It's not an opinion.
That's it. It's no problem.
It's just an incorrect fact that you're spouting.
I got another one. Are you ready? Tetris Effect Connected.
No, I'm not.
That's a spring
you
game.
You fucking suck up. And
that's
I fucking hate you.
Game. That is a
you
spring
bastard.
Game.
You bastard. You motherfucker did not come in here with Tetris.
No, not just Tetris. Tetris Effect
Shut
Connected.
Shut the fuck up.
Is a
Shut
spring
the
game.
Fuck those, up.
It's a fucking spring game.
Shut
when those
your
dolphins
mouth.
Came on the
that's,
screen, that was
so
spring
sorry.
Time.
No,
those fucking
no,
dolphins. That
no,
soundtrack.
You played this game like
that is a
four
fucking
times.
Spring soundtrack. That is a spring soundtrack.
This game
I've ever
does
heard
not claim you.
That's a
this
spring
game tra- does not
never,
claim
I'm,
you.
No
you
one's,
cannot claim
no one's
this
claiming
game.
Me. I'm not claiming anything. I'm just saying. I think of springtime. I think of wonderful,
so
beautiful colors,
you,
lovely
you
patterns, wonderful, nice, calm, relaxing soundtrack. But like, still, it's got like a little bit of a vibe to it. That's Tetris Effect Connected, if I've ever heard it. That's it. That's a spring game.
That's a winter game, you asshole.
And that's your opinion, Marissa. That's no problem.
No, it's not my opinion.
That's it. That's it.
I've actually... How many hours have you put into this game, you dumbass?
Significantly less than you did, but I also played it very differently than
you
did.
So your opinion is invalid.
That's not true.
Thank you. Good night.
That's not
true.
Bye. You played it very competitively. You were a fucking supermaster Tetris grandmaster lord.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Crowd Heroes podcast.
I was... I was playing that shit. I was playing that journey mode. Just chilling through those levels.
So far, Sacco has said, so first off, the game that is arguably like just nighttime. Like if it embodies anything, it's just nighttime. Tetris Effect Connected.
No.
It's like a dream mode thing.
Yeah, but there's still nighttime in the spring. I don't understand. That's a spring game.
It's the daytime of the night.
Yeah, it's a spring. That's the night. That's the spring. It's the night of the spring. Tetris Effect Connected.
I think.
What the fuck are you on?
You said like, you said it's nighttime. Going on? Spring has nighttime. Marissa, what time is it right now where you live? It's nighttime. Look outside. It's dark.
Is it also, if the lights are off, that means it's
that's
nighttime
it. For that's second. It. Lights He's are off. It's nighttime.
Be careful next Monday when there's an... Oh,
hey, Siri, turn off Sacco's office lights. Nighttime.
Nighttime. Nothing changed. Nighttime.
Look at it. Look at it. It's nighttime.
Siri took a real long time with that one. I think Tetris Effect has a lot of levels, a lot of different levels. I think the deep ones, the water ones.
I actually hate that you said that one was spring, but I just need to go back for a second. Because Life is Strange, like, he really... I'm talking to Matt right now. He really picked... Yeah. A game series about the trauma of a young girl and was like springtime, new beginnings.
It's giving pastel, it's giving growth.
This motherfucker looked us in the eye and said, This game about trauma. Listen,
it might have been a long time.
Spoilers for Life is Strange, the original one. You either end by killing your friend. Or killing the entire town you live in. Those are your two options for endgame. Spring.
It's giving new life.
And what is that?
It's giving buds on the trees.
That sounds like a new beginning. A new era in that world. That's a springtime. Springtime game.
Can you just admit you were wrong? Nope.
Ori and the Will of the Wisp. That's a springtime game.
That's not that you haven't even played that, you motherfucker.
I did.
You cannot claim a game.
I did play a little bit of it. I didn't finish it, but I played it.
You did not.
Felt very springy. Yes, I did. It was on the Game Pass. I played it.
I think the water levels of Tetris are very summer. When the dolphins are swimming around and there's whales and jellyfish, that's giving summer. There's the one with the hot air balloons. Could be spring. People could go on a hot air balloon ride in the spring. A lot of the, like, most of the Tetris Effect ones, though, like, all the gear ones and, like, the metal ones, like, the industrial stuff, there's, like, metal, that's not giving spring. Sorry, Sacco.
But it's not, it's just the overall vibe.
The overall vibe is somebody took a little bit too much acid, I think.
That sounds very springy to me.
Yeah, well, fuck you. Halo doesn't have a story.
Wow. Fucking wow. Can't believe you said that to me.
The TV show was right.
Oh! Hold the fucking... Whoa! Okay, hold on.
Master Chief should never wear his helmet.
I don't know what to say about this.
My favorite spring moment is in the TV show by Paramount. That's amazing and brilliant. And Halo and Master Chief takes off his helmet and never puts it back on.
Why are we being like this? That's not a very springtime thing to say.
Came after my games. I'll come after yours.
I never said. I didn't come after your games. I didn't say your games are fucking garbage, shit ass, loser shit that shouldn't be made.
I never said that either.
That's what the show is. So you said it. I feel super fucking attacked right now, and I don't appreciate it.
So do I.
Okay, fine. That's it. That's the end of my list. Matt, do you have any more games to shit on? Apparently, because spring is the worst time of the year. Fuck spring. According to Marissa.
I never said fuck spring. I said you picked the worst games for spring.
It's my opinion, Marissa.
The last
this
two.
This is the way it is.
The last two.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. It's just the way it is.
Speaking of Stardew Valley, did y'all see the update?
Is it out yet?
It's it's out on PC.
Oh,
it's not out. It said coming to console as soon as possible.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what that
I didn't know it was out yet.
I haven't. I there's it's big. It's big. I don't know if we want to discuss some of the new things. I'm not going to the list.
Wrap it up, Matt. I don't know what you want to discuss here.
There was new festivals.
I'm gonna be They're honest, going, Matt. The time to bring this up was before I started yelling at Sacco, and we were running out of things to talk about.
I was trying to bring it up.
It's too fucking bad.
There were There's lots just of one pauses. Thing Don't tell me you
that'll have to wait.
There was.
That'll have to wait there for was. The summer games podcast.
I just oh well, I'm just saying we'll wait until it comes out on console so we can all play it together.
Yeah, 100%. You I'm better fucking wait. You better it. Fucking wait.
They're pushing fishing a lot. A lot of fishing.
I like that. I love me some a fishing. Lot.
There's fishing festivals.
Fishing, that feels There's like a spring. New ways that's a spring activity. Fishing, that's a spring activity.
That might be a summer activity, I'll be honest with you.
I like fishing in the spring. That's nice. That feels nice to me.
There's also, you can get a, instead of a cat and a dog, you could also get a turtle.
A turtle?
I'm excited. It's a set. You can get a second pet. You can't get the turtle as a starting pet. You can get a second pet, so you can get a second cat or a dog.
Does it live on Ginger Island?
Or a turtle. No, he lives on your where you live.
It would make more sense if he lived on Ginger Island, I think.
That's your opinion.
Like a Ginger Island pet.
We'll talk more about this at a later date.
Anyways.
But the update is fucking huge, and I'm excited for to maybe we could play Stardew Valley again.
Maybe.
That's great. All right, what are you currently playing, Matt?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
The plot is getting real heavy.
Oh, have you actually started doing the plot?
I can't wait.
I guess it's a spring game then. Yeah, so, to Sacco.
Yeah.
I never, nope.
Super.
I never said Spider-Man was a spring game.
You go to a Coney Island and you ride carnival fairs. It's giving late summer.
There you go.
Not it's very like, spring. It's giving
is the soundtrack,
summer fall.
The spring soundtrack is it nice and calm and relaxing? No.
Not
kind of intense,
even a
right?
little bit.
That's a summer.
Very
That's
intense.
A summer.
Sacco, what
summer
bullshit
activity.
Games are you playing?
The same bullshit games. And okay, I downloaded Age of Mythology again. I've been playing that.
Oh. Mm. Interesting.
Marissa? What games are you playing?
I am...
In the springtime.
In the springtime.
Don't leave. Don't leave. Come back. I'm sorry.
I am very, Springing very deep into Baldur's Gate.
Oh.
How's that going? Is that fun?
Who saw it coming?
It has taken over my life.
Uh-oh.
I'm playing it on tactician mode, which is the
Wait,
second.
Wait, what? What is that word?
Tactician.
Tactician.
Huh? Practitioner?
Tactician.
Tactician.
Yeah.
Is that... That sounds horrible.
Well, it's not the worst one. So, tactician is the hardest you can get without it being only one save file. So,
wait, if you go to the hardest one, it has to be a single save file?
Yeah, that gets deleted as soon as you open the save file.
So, if your game crashes. How does that work? That seems like a flawed system.
I don't know if it's like it's when you like go to load it. It won't let you like load. It won't let
you,
you leave
load
the game. It won't let you leave the game and then load it back up. You can't reload that save, so you're just like stuck in that state.
They have an autosave system. It's not that important.
I'm probably not in the...
I feel like maybe it just auto-saves. Well, no, because if it deletes your save file right away, it probably auto-saves. So that, like, you can't, like, if you're in the middle of a fight and you try and leave and come back, you're, like, still in the fight.
I guess so, yeah. It probably would auto-save, and you probably are able to make, like, a manual save point. But, like,
but you can't reload.
Yeah, but you can but to leave the game, like, to turn the game. You're like, I'm going to save right here, and then I'm going to leave.
I'm thinking mostly just for, like, if the game crashes.
I will also would assume
maybe it'll let you if the game crashes
that there is like an autosave like, feature, which is interesting. Now, like, if you're about to die, do you just like hit the fucking power button on your Xbox really quickly?
Yeah, fuck it. Like, oops.
Yeah, I know people used to do that for GTA had like an achievement to do all the heists without dying. And so people were like, they have like buttons that they would hook up to their power supply that would cut the power to the power supply. And so like if they were going to die, they would smash this fucking button and it would just cut the power to the Xbox and just completely kill it. And so it didn't register as them dying.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
I'm assuming you'd be the same, like, you're like, oh, you're about to kill me. Stop. We're done. Off. Game off.
Yeah. So you just can't reload it in game. So you get one save file and it just
constantly saves
over that save and you can't reload it while you're in the game. And as soon as you try to exit the game,
it'll auto save
over that. So if you try to just like leave or whatever, I assume if you hard crash it,
if you
want to be doing that.
Because you'll probably fuck your save. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it doesn't seem like a good idea. Anyway, so that's the hard mode, and I gotta tell you, Matt, I did sit there and think about it, but I thought maybe not on my first playthrough. We'll go tactician.
And just like, what if you do something that you want to repeat and you can't because you save filed?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right?
So, fun fact. It's pretty serious. I got killed. I had to kill one of my party members because I absolutely bombed a role to convince them that I wasn't like infectious and going to kill them. And I did not convince them. And so they attacked my entire squad. So we had to kill her. And then I was like, I don't love that. I'm going to reload. So at least in the honor mode, when I do that, I'll have a better idea going into it. I will say it's been very fun. I've been trying really hard to just like let things happen. And what has happened is I've got locked out of a romance with my absolute favorite character, which I'm a little bit sad about. So I can't like romance who I wanted to, but that's okay. Because it's like, it's more of an... I've also been locked out of a couple choices, but it makes more sense to be playing it this way as like, this is how my character would actually be playing the game. And when I do the honor mode, I'm going to be like more of a, less of a goody two shoes.
It does use dice, right? So it's like, you could, like, it is still, there is still some sort of chance base to it.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm having lots of fun. It makes me really miss being a DM. Like badly. It makes me feel bad for every time you guys failed a role, because when you fail a role and I'm the DM, like I get to do fun things, but when I fail a role and I'm the player, I just get punished, and that part sucks. So I have empathy for you a little bit more. It's like it was so funny when I critted. It was so funny when you guys critted, and it's not so fun when I crit or roll. So that's been a big thing. It is super fun. I will say, I think this is going to just like take over my entire life, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it seems like a good game that you would let take over.
Yeah, but like if you're gonna pick a game, like
the reason why I haven't played it is because I know it'll take over my life.
Oh yeah, you'll be addicted, Matt. Yeah, me and you both have the same problem. I'm not
mentally prepared for that.
Oh yeah, no. I opened it up and I went through the like character creation, and they were like, "Hey, do you want to be a half elf or a high elf or this? And like, what's your class?" And I just slid immediately. I was like, I guess this is my whole world right now. Like, I haven't even made the character yet, and I'm already hooked. So, yeah, it's very fun.
Can't wait to hear more about it.
All right. Well, with that, that's the end. I hope you enjoyed us yelling. Sorry about all the yelling. I've calmed down now. Talking about Baldur's Gate.
Hey, we all love each other.
Yeah, sure.
We're all friends still.
Oh, nope. Maybe.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe some of us are still friends.
Thank you so much for listening to this great friendly podcast. And if you want to see us yell at each other more and then say that we love each other at the end, go check us out on Twitch, twitch.tv/crownedheathens, where you can watch us play games like Apex and potentially Stardew Valley again in the future. Go check us out there. If you want to check us out on social media, we have a Twitter, we have a TikTok, and we have an Instagram at crownedheathens on all three of those. Otherwise, we have a Discord as well that you can go and chat with some people in and leave us some comments and let us know how much you loved our fight off this week. And also, sorry if it was loud. Otherwise, we thank you one more time for listening. And as always, we will catch you in the next one. Bye, friend.
That's not very springtime, Matt. That's not a very springtime sound.
Oh, you know what's crazy about the new Stardew Valley update is that the people get winter outfits now. It's going to be winter outfits for all the.
Whoa!
You have are they my villagers? Attention.
Who are they?
The villagers. Yeah,
I'm just really excited to wear
the citizens of the valley
to get a turtle. A turtle as a pet. It sounds very fun.
What
for
does
me.
The turtle do in the winter?
It hides.
The turtle, it's just like a, I don't know.
Matt hasn't played the game yet. He's been very nicely waiting it's for just, us to get the game.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I could play it on my computer, but I won't. They added you can smoke fish now as like a method of cooking them.
I can make some smoked salmon?
You like a smoked fish, yeah. And then there's two, the fishing festivals.
He says like he ever cooked in Stardew Valley.
There's the trout derby.
Hey, I cooked a little bit. Poco Poco cooked. I made sushi or sashimi, or whatever the fuck I made with the fish.
There's new I crops also.
I think of things.
Carrots. New crops.
Oh
carrots.
Shit. Oh it's carrots, shit. Some fresh
broccoli, powder melon.
Oh, these sounds like winter crops.
They made a big chest, which is double the size of a regular chest. Oh
fuck yes.
And it can be you can upgrade. So like if you already have a small chest, you can throw the big chest on top of it, and it'll. You don't have to like empty out your inventory.
Oh, that is such a good feature. Yeah,
there's a lot. Like, I'm.
That is such a good. That's such a small detail, but such a good feature.
Yeah.
Anyways.
If you smoke fish, it doubles their value.